4 years ago, I was faced with the impossible task of having my mother-in-law move in with us.
No.
Yeah, so his mom was, like, living alone, and she kept making these morbid jokes about, like, dying all alone in a big house and how horrible it would be if her dogs would eat her.
Oh, my gosh, how dramatic. Jeez, thanks, Mom.
Gosh.
She had 3 sons. They couldn't imagine, like, some stranger taking care of their mom. So they decided, settle it like adults. Let's just rock, paper, scissors it.
That is a good determiner.
That's amazing. Okay, who gets mom? You ready? Here we go. Boom, boom, got scissors, yes!
Yes!
Exactly. So they did a best of 5 tournament of paper, rock, scissors. And my husband lost, although he calls it a win because now his miserable, know-it-all, fox-loving, hell-nut mother can move in with us.
Cool. And that was 4 years ago, so this has been going on a while. Neat.
Oh, yeah. And there was, like, zero discussion with me. It's happening. So we had to, like, buy an all-new home that would please Patricia. She required her own mother-in-law suite with, like, paint colors to her liking, heated bathroom tile, jacuzzi tub, and a small kitchenette for her to prepare light meals.
Oh, my gosh. That's a huge list of demands.
I love the way you talk about Patricia and all the things she requires.
Of course, the real cooking, the heavy cooking would be done by me, of course, which is an expectation. So when she moved in, we were under the impression that her health was failing, right? Because, like, she's talking about death and she only has a short time to live and, like, whatever. And she's like 77 when she moved in. Well, she's not dying. She's fine. I don't think she was ever dying. I don't think she was ever sick or worried about her health. She just loves having her son wrapped around her finger. And that's exactly what she's done.
Oh my gosh, I cannot believe she manipulated her way into your house. She should have had a proof of something, a horrible affliction.
She's a monster-in-law.
She is. I made a deal with my husband that if she's not, like, dead in 5 years, she has to move out. Well, now we're coming up on 5 years in January, and she's not slowing down. I mean, she's not on oxygen. She's not on, like, a ton of medication. Patricia never looked better. And, like, yet my quality of life has just gone to crap. I mean, all I do is wait on her and she bosses me around, which makes me feel like a guest in my own home. And I mean, COVID was the absolute worst. I mean, we live by her rules at this point and I'm tired of it. I mean, I think I've done my part, right? Like I was a supporting, loving wife, you know, and I would obviously care for her if it came down to that, but she gets out and she lives like an independent life, like friends, socialize, exercise, all of that.
Wow, at least you're not heated up about this.
So what's the thing? Are you pushing your husband to evict his mother? Is that what it is? Because you made a deal.
Well, I mean, like, yeah, we did make a deal. And, you know, I'm sure she just did this because she doesn't want to be alone. But that's not my problem. And I mean, he told me, like, am I 1000% sure that I want to do this? And I thought about it, was like, yep, still sure. Absolutely. I mean, she can live in an assisted living home for seniors. She can live in her own house and have people that can come in and help her with stuff. But I need her out of my house. My husband said that this news would be the thing that actually kills her. So as long as I can live with that.
Oh, man, this family really knows how to use the guilt trip.
Yes, laying it on thick.
To be honest, like, it would be a relief at this point. She just, like, kicked the bucket because of that, whatever. I mean, I would serve my absolute favorite dish at her funeral, beef stroganoff, because she wouldn't shut up about how much she hates it.
Oh.
It's the worst.
Not a great stroganoff maker.
Oh, no.
My stroganoff is delicious. It's her. She just doesn't like, it's probably because mine's better than hers and she doesn't want to admit it. Am I the worst for wanting to evict an 81-year-old woman? I mean, she's perfectly fine.
I think you have gone above and beyond what is required of a human. 5 years of caring for someone else's mother? Come on. But to evict her now? I mean, ooh, she's probably getting closer. Do you have another 5 in you?
I barely have 5 days.
Oh, 5 days. So this has got to act now.
And it was a good deal. You made an arrangement. Look, if she lasts 5 years, you got to kick her out. And that was the deal. So maybe you have to honor that. Let's see what listeners have to say, though. Jennifer, you've been through this before. How do you deal with it?
Oh, my gosh. You need to list her and run. My mother-in-law is a bigger nightmare than yours. I did not last 5 years. I actually had to see therapy and be put on antidepressants. So if you don't want that, you need to list her. And I told my husband, if she doesn't go, then you and her are both going to look for a place to live. List her.
Okay. Whoa.
Laying down the law.
He didn't tell me that she was moving in either. He waited till I was on vacation, then called and said, oh, my mom decided to live with us. And I was like, well, who owns the house?
Oh, my gosh, the nerve. And so these guys all know they don't dare bring it up to their wife. It's what he did. It's what your husband did. Right. Oh, man. Mm-hmm. Okay, well, thank you for shedding some light on this. This is someone who needs to go. Let's go to Kayleen. What do you do? Do you love or list the mother-in-law?
You list her. You have done enough. And let me tell you, it's been 5 years and she's still fine. She's going to last another 20 and you're going to end up toileting her 17 times a day. So one of the other brothers needs to take her unless you are willing to commit to that, because with her health at 81, she's going to last a lot longer.
You know what? You're right. Hello. There are two other brothers that could take a turn. They've got at least 5 years in each of them. So there's another 10 years.
Yeah. And you already put in your time. So you're good to roll.
Yeah. Gosh, we didn't think of that. Thank you. Good call. A lot of text saying you got to list her. I cannot believe this. Catholic guilt much? List the mother-in-law.
Think about some of those like 55 up communities. They're so fun. Why wouldn't it be like you're on vacation?
Well, and that's just it. Maybe, you know, she needs to explore that option.
Mm-hmm.
I feel her pain. Time for mom to move on with one of the other sons. But I think one of the other sons have to offer the idea and say, you know what, mom? I think it's time you come live with me now for a while.
Yeah. Totally. Or what if she's already too far gone? I actually like it here a lot.
No, we're gonna make it so nice for you. We want time with you, mom. We want time with you.
Yeah, we need time.
Sounds like there's hesitation in your voice.
Yeah. Or maybe Grace, sell the house. You can't afford it anymore. Tell her that.
Can you imagine the day when your mom moves in full time with you?
Oh, man.
Buddy,
It's on and off. She goes home for a little while, but the funny part is I know she loves my house and I know she loves being at my house because we do everything for her.
Well,
so
yeah.
She's always a fan and she's like, you know, I'm gonna go back to Adam's house. I think it was fun there. It's gonna happen.
Gosh,
eventually.
Wait until you have to, you know, go in after she's been in the potty.
Oh.
Hello. You need to come and wipe me.
Well, we would do that for our mothers, right?
We would, of course, do that for our mothers. However, Josh doesn't have a job right now. He's got himself a full-time job of wiping booty. That's what he's got.
Josh is now looking for a job right at this exact moment.
That's how you motivate him to get a freaking job.
I mean, truly, I'd be like, okay, well, it's either this or go ahead and help mom out again, you know?
Yeah.
Do your thing. I mean, I would more than willingly help my mom, but... Whew, yeah. Let's hope that's a long time away from having to wipe her backside.
That or have to put the salve on her bed sores.
Oh, not again.
When you got to roll her over.
Will she get the master?
Well, no. Gosh, no. She won't get the master. I'll put her in the basement. It's fine.
It's harder for her to get out that way.
It is.
All right. So it's clearly a list. It's unanimous.